Hey, you guys, you know how Christina Aguilera has moves like Jagger?
So that's what they said. Yeah.
Well, Cardi B's got that glitch like Mitch.
That makes total sense. You know what? Yeah, that was good.
You're What's stuck up? In the middle.
Oh. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Colorado Show, the most serious news show in the Centennial State. We are going to talk about this election password debacle situation. We're going to go through all of it from start to now, because it's certainly not finished. But first, Karen, you haven't seen this... Sorry, I have sound coming through somewhere. Okay, you haven't seen this Cardi B thing, right?
No, I have not. I've heard about it.
I saw, like, Karen hasn't seen it. I saw the most of it. It was hard to watch.
Oh, yeah. I said, Karen, you haven't seen all this.
Said, sorry.
Well, it do rhyme. That's okay. All right.
Fine.
Okay, so Karen, I want to get your fresh, immediate reaction to this.
One second.
Her teleprompter went out.
She looks ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Okay. So I don't take lightly the call. Sorry, guys. I'm a little nervous, guys. I've been waiting for this moment this whole life.
Hold on. Pause it for a second. Nervous. This is the same woman who wrote a song called WAP.
Okay.
Yes. What exactly? WAP for the uninitiated, WAP stands for wet ass pussy.
Yeah. What exactly are you nervous about?
Yeah. So she's up speaking at the Harris rally, and her teleprompter goes out, and she cannot speak or function. Let's continue.
I need patience over here.
Who the heck is patience?
Patience, where are you, girl?
No, you need Jesus. That's what you need.
I need patience over here.
Jesus over here.
Shut up, Damon.
Hold on. How you guys doing tonight?
Better than you.
How you guys doing tonight? Are we ready to make history? Are we ready to change these 4 years? No. Are we ready to change the next 8 years? Because we're going to make sure we have Kamala Harris in office for 8 years. Thank you.
Okay. So she didn't go on to say anything terribly profound, right? It was reproductive rights. You know, women can't kill their babies if Trump gets in office, et cetera, et cetera. That was the speech. She could not improv. What do you think?
At all.
I mean, she could, like, you got to, here's my
what
issue.
What a train wreck.
Here's my issue. You know what? Yeah, let me go ahead.
Please do.
Give Cardi one. We're going to give Cardi one of these. I think this is necessary.
Is it appropriate? Yeah.
Look, you're talking about a chick that first of all, I don't know how she rose to stardom in the first place. I don't get it. So, I mean, I understand the Love and Hip Hop thing. She, you know, she dated DJ Self or whatever his name is, and then he wouldn't give her a shot to rap, and then she went independent, got a hit, and then it took off. Okay, cool. But putting her in front of a camera to talk about things that matter is not a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, she couldn't talk. How y'all doing tonight? Are we ready to make history? Where the hell is Patience? Do you think Patience is the name of the person that ran the phone up?
I don't.
Was she actually asking people to be patient?
I don't know. I don't don't know. Why is it always rappers? Like, I mean,
oh, it gets better. Glorilla performed, and so did some chick named Flo Millie.
Glorilla, they had to block out every other word she spoke. I mean, yeah, I got my girls and my bitches up. I can't pay my bills. I don't care who you got. Oh, did I just go on a strip club tour? Cardi B was a stripper, and I don't. This Glorilla hoe, I don't know who these people are. Y'all, it's stripping. Don't pay my bills.
But they don't. But here's the thing: they don't live in reality, though. Mm-hmm. Like reality is like. It's either they're forced to ignore reality, or they just don't. They're out of touch with it completely. You know what I'm saying? Like Glorilla ain't rich. Glorilla probably got a nice little bag, but I don't think she's got like J Lo money. I know you're close.
No, goodness no.
But you gotta think. Look at the
are these paid people or the audience?
Of course they are. Of course they are. But think about this. Look at J Lo. J-Lo lives in another universe, right? First it was Puffy, then she was Ben Affleck, then they get separated. She can't keep a dude to save her life. She's attractive as hell, but she can't keep a man to save her life. She's Looney Tunes, right? How do her and Ben Affleck both have trans kids? How did that happen?
Excellent question.
I just out of nowhere, you guys left each other. Came back together and both of your kids are trained.
Yeah.
Shocking. Hold on, that's a mystery.
Well, if Lady Gaga told us that that's because they were born that way.
Trans don't pay my bills either. I'm still trying to figure out exactly
hashtag trans don't pay my bills.
Yeah, trans don't. Yeah.
Trans don't pay my bills.
Trans.
Y'all rappers, they don't pay my bills. They have money. What is disconnected with these
trans
with these not, people
trans is not transaction
nice recovery
this
trans
is
not equal transaction
and she can't do better than Cardi B. You notice she always changes. I'm starting to notice it, and it's everybody has covered it, but I've started to really notice her accent change. And I mean Kamala Harris.
Yeah, yeah, my favorite is the black preacher.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joy cometh in the morning.
That's the one. There. You know,
she's like she goes from Kamala Luther King.
But there's also what you fall about of a coconut tree?
It's a Caribbean and Southern slave driver.
It's when it comes out, it sounds Jamaican, but it's supposed to be her mother.
Yeah, Empathy Man.
Which one's which?
Me no one vote for Donald Trump. Me no like Donald.
Good one. That's good.
Lot of mercy.
That's my phone. Yeah, Cardi B was. She's a buffoon. Thank you for showing me that video. I had not seen it. She is even more of a. The only. So remember when she. Wasn't she on a stage with Bernie Sanders at some point?
She was a Bernie girl. Then she became a Biden. Then she became a Biden girl. She had Biden on a Zoom call, I think.
I remember that. And
here's the thing: you got like they send the most unserious people to speak on behalf of people of color, right? Allegedly. Yeah. So I think Cardi B, this is what you need to do.
Now go home and smoke some more crack.
All right. So
I really wanted to play that today.
Settled. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about this election thing. We're going to get into it. Before we talk about elections, let's hear from our first sponsor, who is oddly relevant to elections.
Yeah. A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving us with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss. I'm going to make it your gain. For the first time ever, you get standard classic MyPillows for wholesale prices, only $14.88. I can't believe I'm even saying that, only $14.88. But it gets even better. For a limited time, I'm going to offer my entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Upgrade to a queen-size MyPillow for just $18.88. $29.88. King size, only a dollar more. Get my body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use my pillows for only $9.88. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on the screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever on TV, including my standard size my pillow, only $14.88. They've never been offered this low before. We have limited quantities at this price, so limit's going to be 10, and once they're gone, they're gone.
All right, everybody, MyPillow.com, use promo code CDM for that deal. And I am a big fan of the topper, the mattress topper. I think it's revolutionizing sleep all over the world. So get your topper, get your pillows. All right, we're going to talk about this this BIOS password thing, and we're going to go back to the beginning. There's some sort of feedback that I'm hearing.
That's Karen.
Karen, go fix your feedback.
That's Karen. Karen, put the phone.
That's what I was singing. Oh my God, you caught me.
All right. And she's gone. All right. Well, she'll be back. So I'm gonna. I want to go to the very beginning of this thing that broke on Tuesday morning. We're gonna talk through what's happened since. I want this to make sense. So if you're listening, whether you're listening on X or Getter or Rumble, if it's not making sense, drop in the chat and tell me how it's not making sense, and we'll address it. But I want this. It's been a crazy ass week, and this story is moving so fast. So Tuesday morning, the Colorado Republican Party, Colorado GOP, released a press release that says the following, and this was accompanied by a letter to the Secretary of State's office and an affidavit. The affiant's name and information is redacted, but the affidavit states that these passwords were up and available on the website. Quote, according to an affidavit sent to the Republican Party of Colorado, Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold shared a file on her website that contained over 600 BIOS passwords for voting system components in 63 of the state's 64 counties. On Thursday, October 24th, 2024, those BIOS passwords were discreetly removed by an unnamed official. These passwords were not encrypted or otherwise protected. This means they were available for public consumption. The file appears to have been posted at least since August. The amended version of the file was posted last Thursday. BIOS passwords are highly confidential, allowing broad access for knowledgeable users to fundamentally manipulate systems and data and to remove any trace of doing so. So over on Colorado Free Press, you can read this press release from those guys. That was what kicked this whole thing off. Is Karen back? Are we back? Okay, we're good. We're back. So that was Tuesday morning. By Tuesday afternoon, the Secretary of State released a press release confirming that the passwords were in fact live on the website. And
nuts. This is nuts.
But that it's this not a big
absolutely
deal.
Absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. We've got here. Let's see if I can find Jenna's words. Quote from the Department of State. The Colorado Department of State is aware that a spreadsheet located on the department's website improperly included a hidden tab, including partial passwords. That's important. Partial passwords to certain components of Colorado voting systems. This does not pose an immediate security threat to Colorado's elections, nor will it impact how ballots are counted. Colorado elections include many layers of security. There are two unique passwords for every election equipment component, which are kept in separate places and held by different parties. Side note, they're also for different purposes. Passwords can only be used with physical in-person access to a voting system. Under Colorado law, voting equipment must be stored in secure rooms that require secure ID badge to access. That ID badge creates an access log that tracks who enters a secure area and when. There is 24/7 video camera recording on all election equipment. Clerks are required to maintain restricted access to secure ballot areas and may only share access information with background-checked individuals. No person may be present in a secure area unless they are authorized to do so or are supervised by an authorized and background-checked employee. There are also strict chain of custody requirements that track when a voting system component has been accessed and by whom. It is a felony to access voting equipment without authorization. Every Colorado voter votes on paper, which is then audited during the risk-limiting audit to verify that ballots were counted according to voter intent. The department took immediate action as soon as it was aware of this and informed the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, which closely monitors and protects the county's essential infrastructure. The department is working to remedy the situation where necessary. So we're going to play Jenna Griswold's old words, because so after this, they issued this press statement. Then they held a meeting with all of the clerks at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. This was the first time that the secretary's office had addressed the clerks. Now, the equipment that requires in-person access and two passwords, allegedly one of which was available on the website for anyone, that equipment is located in the counties. So when they say we took immediate action, it seems they called CISA and tried to cover their ass. That's my opinion. But they didn't notify the clerks after the story broke and they were caught. They are effectively in, again, my opinion, they are caught in the middle of a cover up. And now they're saying, oh, well, we took immediate action. We're talking about the time period from Thursday when they allegedly found out that the passwords were up there. Well, we know they took them down that day. We don't know when they found out. They say they found, Jenna says they found out on Thursday.
Oh, there's a WebEx tomorrow?
They took them down. There's a hearing tomorrow. We'll get into that. Okay. They took them down and then put up a clean file without the hidden tab on Thursday. They did not notify the clerks where the blast radius of impact of these passwords being in the wild. The clerks are pretty critical, right?
Yeah.
They didn't tell them until Tuesday, until after the story broke.
Okay. Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
So this is what that file looks like on the website. And it was up since the earliest confirmation that we know it was up was in June before the primary election. So during two active elections, the primary and the general, because they didn't take them down until October 24th and people were already voting. During two active elections, primary and the general, the BIOS passwords for over 600 pieces of equipment in 63 out of 64 counties were live on the website. Now, during that meeting with the clerks that were there tell me that the Deputy Secretary of State, Jenna didn't show up, but Deputy Secretary of State Chris Beal was there, and that he told them that a vendor alerted them to the fact that these passwords were on the website. So the vendor had the passwords, and as you'll see when we go through the next article, that's kind of a big deal, because keeping these the vendors having access to these passwords removes a layer of security. They are kept separate on purpose. But the vendor notified them. I'm also told that the clerks are pissed. They feel incredibly lied to.
Yeah,
for sure. All right. So is it making sense so far?
Yeah, I get it. I've been following. I've been picking up what you've been putting down for the last couple of days.
All right. So we're going to play some videos here. We're going to fact check their story.
Ask your opinion. Your opinion.
So again, remember, we've got BIOS passwords posted on the secretary's website impacting over 600 pieces of election equipment across 63 of 64 counties, and during two active election periods, meaning people are in and out, people are voting, there's, you know, all sorts of busiest time for the clerks, right? Is during the period of an election.
Absolutely. What else did they do?
All right, here we go.
How many passwords and for which counties?
So a spreadsheet located on the department website improperly had a hidden tab with partial passwords. So I think that is really important. This is not the full password to access voting equipment. At this point, you know, we had started an investigation and actually have people in the field that have been working on this issue.
When you say partial passwords, do you mean that it had one of the two passwords required to get into the system, or it did not even have one full password?
It had one of two, and not for all voting components, for some voting components in the state.
Okay. It had one. It had one of two. Now they say partial password. That is everywhere. Oh, Karen, sorry. Where'd you go? It was not a partial password, meaning that only one part of the password was released. One whole password of two passwords that you heard Kyle Clark say are required to access the system.
Right.
That's the narrative that we're getting, right? Here's what those two passwords actually are. This is Jesse Romero, August 1st, 2024, under oath, sworn in under oath during Tina Peters' trial. Counsel, when a trusted build is occurring, are there two sets of passwords that are involved in the process? Romero, so the counties are required to maintain the passwords to the actual election software. That is not for us. That is not for the vendor. It's simply for the counties. We at the state during the trusted build set the BIOS passwords. BIOS is kind of the underlying program beneath the operating system of like Windows that kind of instructs the computer what to do when you start it up. We change settings in the BIOS menu to secure the system. So we set that password and we retain it so the counties don't even know that password. Counsel, you said the counties don't know their particular BIOS password. Romero, they do not. Counsel, how sensitive or confidential are those BIOS passwords? Romero, they're very confidential. So, for example, we maintain them in our system in the folder they're kept in. Only my team, the four of us, and my direct manager have access to the actual passwords, the spreadsheet itself. Counsel, are they under legitimate lock and key? Romero, yes. The four people in Jesse's team, plus the supervisor, plus everybody on the internet. And the vendor notified the secretary, a vendor notified the Secretary of State that these passwords were there.
That was terrible. Yeah. Now somebody says, hold on, it was a full,
Clay Parikh is in the chat, one of the chats that we've got. Okay. And he's saying it wasn't a partial password. It was a full BIOS password. So there's two passwords, and she says two sets of passwords. It's not two sets of passwords. It's two passwords. And one of them is for the software and one of them is for the BIOS, and they're kept separate.
You've already been caught. So like, why dance around it?
She has no idea. This is my honest opinion. She is repeating what she is told to say. She has no idea what passwords are used for us. For what? She's not involved in this process on the regular, even in the here, let me pull this up.
Well, here's my question. What would be the purpose of messing with the votes anyway when Colorado's going to vote for Kamala anyway?
Because there's a hell of a lot more at stake than a presidential election. There are ballot measures to tax the Second Amendment in unconstitutional ways, to enshrine abortion into our constitution here, to bring about ranked choice voting and destroy elections forever in the state of Colorado. There is a lot on the ballot. And all of it is suspect. The outcome of all of this is suspect.
The question I often have when I see these states, you know, make these ridiculous fucking take these ridiculous initiatives and ballot measures and so on and so forth, is like, do you guys like not like people living here? Do you want people to flee your state? Like, is that the plan here?
I think the plan is communism. I'm pretty on the record.
We get that. But I'm saying like communism is not gonna be well received everywhere. That's why you have states doing different things, right? So like when states like Colorado and California do these ridiculous shit, is the goal to push people out of the state? Is that the goal? Like, we don't want you to live here. We want to rule over the ashes. like what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. I'd have to think about my answer. I think that they want a totalitarian power. They've pretty much had it. They like it. They're trying to retain it. stolen elections is how they retain it.
I got that, Ash, but I'm saying the totalitarian power structure pushes people out of your where you're supposed to be, out of their state, out of your state. So like California is net negative.
like
people are fleeing out of there at a rapid rate. Is that
have these people who live here. I see them every day. They have their Harris Waltz signs in their yard. They know they know it's communist. They know it. They don't care. They just don't want to be wrong. They will be taxed to death. They will vote for all of this ridiculousness because, you know, they can afford to leave or stay. There's many people who can't they're just stuck. They can't afford to leave. And these people in power know that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make 2 points about this BIOS password leak. Number one is the clerks are pissed. They saw what happened to Tina freaking Peters. So,
well, that they're terrified too. So they're pissed, but they're also terrified to publicly go against the Secretary of State because you will get Tina Peters.
You'll pay the price.
I've had several clerks, and not just in Colorado, local election officials across the country tell me that they have questions, but they're terrified of being Tina Petered. And that's their words, not mine.
Yes,
the example that they made of her. Yeah, the example they made of her was comprehensive and very effective.
Indeed, it was. And point two, you mentioned this problem exists in 63 out of 64 Colorado counties. Gee, why is that? Because one county does not use Dominion software.
Well, no, hang on a second. Two counties don't use Dominion software. And the passwords that were leaked are not just to Dominion equipment. They're to clear ballot equipment as well. This was a spreadsheet that the Secretary of State's office used to track critical infrastructure passwords in plain text in an unencrypted format and posted it on their website.
It's another Hillary
Clinton.
It's
a very significant breach of every security standard related to password management out there.
Hillary Clinton.
They also use a generator to generate the BIOS passwords, and it leaves a pattern in them, which makes them the passwords themselves vulnerable. Okay, let's get back to this. Right. I want to make it very. Did you finish making your second point?
Oh yes, yes. It's just very, very. It's all very, very strange. It's a
lot of weird shit going on.
Your point though, Darren, of why would she go out there and say things that are provably untrue? I don't think that she understands this to the level that she is being put up to understand it. This here is Rep. Ken DeGraff posted this on X today. This is the certification of the Dominion Voting Systems Democracy Suite 5.7 build, and it's signed by Chris Beall, Deputy Secretary of State.
Right.
For Jenna Griswold, right? So she's not the one
who's not the one running the show.
She's not the one running the show. Okay, so additionally, from Jesse Romero's testimony during Tina Peters' trial, counsel. So what did you do next upon confirming that what you saw was the Mesa 2021 most recent BIOS passwords that are kept under lock and key because they're confidential? Romero, I set off the alarms. I notified my management, the administrative team, and basically everyone you know who would be involved and just said, we have a serious problem. Following that, Jenna Griswold held a press conference. They raided Tina Peters' office. They talked about the extent of this breach and how, and this was, there was no active election. This is August 2021.
Yeah.
And we're not in an election period. There's not people voting. During this current breach, there were two separate election periods, the primary and the general. But in August 2021, when there was no active election, I set up the alarms. I notified my management. This is a massive deal. This is a serious problem, Jesse Romero from the Secretary of State's office says. And yet when it happened that Jesse Romero's team, right, only the four of them plus the supervisor have them, they're the responsible party for those passwords. When they inadvertently put them on the website, they didn't tell anybody except CISA. They didn't tell the clerks. They didn't tell anyone, everyone, you know, who wouldn't be involved. They didn't tell any of those people. They kept it quiet until the story broke by the Colorado GOP. Tell me how that is not getting caught in the middle of a cover-up.
like you, This is wild. This is so wild, man. And who's somebody? Is somebody gonna go to jail for this?
I doubt it.
Yeah, Tina Peters.
Yeah, Tina. Excellent point, Karen. Yeah, Tina's in. Tina Peters is in prison for this, not this time. These people. No, in fact, nobody's gonna go to prison. I this is my opinion. And the people who are responsible for the breach are the people who are responsible for fixing the breach.
Yeah. That's right. Retarded.
Last bit of Jesse Romero's testimony. Again, just in August, just this past August, under oath in Mesa County, talking about what a significant breach the BIOS passwords were. Counsel, do you know if the BIOS can be used to turn off external ports like Wi-Fi connectivity? Romero, yes, it can. Counsel, and the whether or not a system is connected to the internet, that's determined by the BIOS, the basic operating system, correct? Romero, if the component has the functionality to connect to the internet, it is disabled in the BIOS, correct? Counsel, is it your understanding that these systems do not have the capability? Romero, some components, they're just computers, so components do have the capability. If it does, we disable it in the BIOS. So remember when the machines couldn't connect to the internet?
Right, yeah.
They didn't have that capability? Well, that was another lie, because they've always had that capability.
That's a 12-year-old lie.
Mm-hmm. It's a long one.
That's one of the throwbacks. That's a throwback. Oh,
but is that turned on? Is that capability turned on via remote access or right within that office?
I'm gonna tell you something, Karen. Like, I'm in school. You know what I'm in school for, right?
Yes.
So let me tell y'all something. Nothing is safe. Yeah. Absolutely nothing. Hold on. Nothing is safe.
And students in technology know that to be true. And yet the experts are telling us that everything is fine. And this gets worse. So much worse. Here's the next clip about the two passwords. Her biggest defense in this interview was two passwords. And then saying to everyone on Tuesday, this isn't a security breach. You guys are being crazy.
Yeah. Voting system passwords leaked. Your office said, quote, the public disclosure of the BIOS passwords for one or more components of Mesa County's voting system alone constitutes a serious breach of voting system security protocols. By that standard, did your office commit a serious breach of voting system security protocols?
No. There's several things. First off, the situation in Mesa County is very distinct to the situation
we
are facing today. Because of that, Tina Peters was just convicted of 9 years of incarceration. We were actively investigating the password disclosure as part of a bigger security breach in Mesa County.
What your office said.
Hang on a second. Before he clarifies that fact with her, she said we were investigating a much bigger situation. Well, Jesse Romero testified in August under oath that he saw the passwords on the internet through a Gateway Pundit article, and he rang alarm bells, freaking out. That's not that the impetus of him ringing the alarm bell was not we're dealing with a broader investigation. It was holy crap, BIOS passwords are on the internet.
Was that the public disclosure of the BIOS passwords alone constituted a serious breach of voting system security? So now that your office has leaked passwords, does that also constitute a serious breach of voting system security protocols?
Well, to push back on you, Kyle, that sentence is in the press release, but there is a much bigger press release. And part of that investigation in Mesa County was two sets of passwords, unauthorized access, stolen passwords, and it was in a different time. Since 2021 and what happened in Mesa County, our security has improved, including the 24/7 hour cameras, including the badge and access. The law has been significantly strengthened since then. We have multiple layers in place to ensure situations like Mesa County don't occur, and that is not what is occurring here.
Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Looks like she's about to. Hold on. Somebody said. She's ready. About ready to run. Yeah. Go ahead and get her one of these.
So we'd already talked about what the two passwords are. And it's not she's positioning this, and the broader narrative has positioned this as though there are like two keys to the nuclear codes, right? And you got to stick them both in and turn them at the same time, and then you can access the election system. That's not that's not the case. One of the passwords is to the software. The other password is to the BIOS, and they're kept separately because if you have both, you could really mess some stuff up. But they're passwords for two different parts of the system. This is her again claiming that they took immediate action.
Not see this as a full security threat to the state. This is not a security threat.
This is not a security threat. You guys heard that, right?
Let's do it again.
We're gonna play it again.
Yeah, let's run that back.
Not see this as a full security threat to the state. This is not a security threat. There are two passwords to get into any voting component along with physical access. We have layers of security, and out of just an abundance of caution, have staff in the field changing passwords, looking at access logs, and looking at the entire situation and continuing our investigation.
Not a security.
Look at the look on his face. The look on his face is like, bitch, please.
Yeah. No, he went hard at her for in this interview. And he got, you know, a lot of people stroked Kyle for that. But here's the thing is that he went hard at Jenna. A lot of people are coming at Jenna. Jenna needs to resign. If Jenna resigns, it does absolutely nothing to secure our election systems because she's not really involved in it to begin with. And the people who are responsible for this breach are still very much hands-on keyboards.
Yeah.
It's not a significant security threat, but
she said this is not a security threat. That's what she said.
It's not a security threat at all. It's not.
Somebody said it's not a full security threat. So it is a threat. Just the baby one.
Oh, this gets worse, guys. This gets worse. All right. Here is the immediate action.
Had not. We were doing an investigation and in the field actually had not. We were doing an investigation.
The question was, did you tell the clerks? The video is cut before the question, but the question that he asked her was, did you notify the clerks of the breach?
Had not. We were doing an investigation and in the field actually today before.
Also, they can't be in the field working with voting equipment if the clerks don't know about it because the clerks have custody over the voting equipment.
It was announced by the Republican Party.
You held a press conference last Thursday to discuss an unrelated voter fraud scheme in Mesa County. Were you aware at that time that your office had leaked the passwords?
Well, to be very clear, when you say passwords, there are two sets of passwords held by two separate parties in different locations to access voting equipment. So we do not think that this poses an immediate security threat to Colorado's elections. And at the time of the press conference, we were not aware. So I was not aware.
Understood. Hold on. Run that back. Run that back real quick. What did she say? Hold on. She danced around that shit.
Well, she goes back to the two sets of passwords. Two sets of passwords plus physical access. And we're going to talk about physical access in a minute.
He asked specifically about the All right, run that back real quick, just a couple seconds. I want to see that part again.
Had not. We were doing an investigation and in the field actually today before it was announced by the Republican Party.
You held a press conference last Thursday to discuss an unrelated voter fraud scheme in Mesa County. Were you aware at that time that your office had leaked the passwords?
Well, to be very clear, when you say passwords, there are two sets of passwords held by two separate parties in different locations to access voting equipment. So we do not think that this poses an immediate security threat to Colorado's elections.
That's not what he
asked. And at the time
you.
Of the press conference, we were not aware. So I was not aware.
She did the cha-cha slide around that shit. You know.
Yes, like, and it's
I
also.
You know what? I'm gonna give. This is what she gets from me. Because I had to give her Don DeMarco because the way she crip walked around that question was absolutely fucking masterful. Okay, I think you know how many divorces could be avoided if men knew how to lie like that.
So Clay Parikh is in the chat. Clay is a certified ethical hacker who has actually tested voting equipment for the voting systems testing laboratories. And he says with the BIOS, all other passwords are irrelevant. Now two sets of passwords, which, as we've discussed, is two passwords, one to the software, one to the BIOS, and physical access. We'll talk about physical access in a second. But here is, you notice in that last video, she says, we were not aware. And then she says, I was not aware. Right?
Uh-huh.
So they took the file down, cleaned it up, and reposted it. People in her office were aware, and she was not aware. And you could say, oh, she's lying. A lot of people said this when I posted it on Twitter. Oh, she's lying. Of course she had to be aware. I don't think so, guys. I don't think she's involved with this at all.
So you
and think, I think
so-
that removing her allows the people that were involved in this to just keep doing what they're doing here in this cut. Kyle explores that. Did you have a question before I?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the individuals involved. Do you have some names that you think?
Well, so Jesse Romero and the four members of his, so Jesse Romero and three other people, the four of us, he said mm-hmm. in his testimony, plus the supervisor, right? Plus the vendors notified Chris Beal or the department generally of the breach. So the whatever vendor that is, and we don't know what vendor that is, plus Chris Beal, because Chris Beal, the buck stops with him. And the one thing that I think I am the only person who keeps bringing up is Jenna Griswold had a C-section in late August. She was out on maternity leave until sometime in October. I heard October 11th. She was supposed to be back on the 3rd. I don't know when, but in October, during a significant part of this breach, when the department was preparing for the election and the early voting period and doing all the logic and accuracy tests, all of those things, she wasn't there. She was on maternity leave. So getting rid of her does not remedy this problem, in my opinion, unless the only remedy we're looking for is a narrative one. We want people to be like comfortable that there's no breach, but you can't just tell people there's no breach and then gaslight them about the implications and saying two sets of passwords. That is disinformation, right? Disinformation is information that's inaccurate with the intent to deceive. That's where you get the dis part, is with the intent to deceive. What they're doing is disinformation. And everybody's like, yeah, Jenna needs to be removed. I have no love loss for Jenna Griswold. I think she should not be in her position. But the thing I care about most is an accurate election that reflects the will of the people. And getting caught up in emotional, well, we got to get rid of Jenna and then everything's going to be rainbows and kittens. No.
Because it's going to be much worse.
Exactly. All right. So check this.
State to investigate the password leak in Mesa County. Who will investigate the password leak from your office?
Well, we're disclosing what happened. And again, Kyle, this is not the same situation as Mesa County. Mesa County was part of a larger investigation where we had good knowledge.
One second. Mesa County was one BIOS password to one county's voting equipment. And this is 600 plus passwords to the voting equipment in 63 of 64 counties. And it was during two active election periods.
To know that two passwords were released, that there was unauthorized access, and that there was a larger conspiracy. We had reason to know that. That is not this situation. And I think it's really important to, be clear with what we're doing, but at the same time, not compare apples to oranges. Again, if we are in a situation where we have good information to know that there is a security threat, we will notify and I will take action, but that's just not where we're at.
So just want to make sure I've got a clear answer to that question. It sounds like what you're saying is the only people investigating the actions of your office are your office, unless I'm mistaken. Is there an outside agency that is investigating what happened in your office?
Well, what happened in my office is very straightforward. We unfortunately had a civil servant upload a spreadsheet with some passwords to voting equipment. That is not the passwords needed to access the voting equipment. You need two sets of passwords. No, that is the full extent of it. We disclosed that immediately to federal agency CISA that has oversight of the nation's elections, and we've been working with them.
She's
super blinky. Okay, So this moved very quickly. She came out again, or the office came out again the next day, made some emergency rules that allowed deputies to change the passwords. Now, remember, in that interview, she said, we have people in the field changing passwords. She also said they didn't notify the clerks. So that statement needs to be, looked at. Because, how are you in the field accessing voting equipment if the clerk in that county doesn't know? Is a good question, you know, for a journalist who they respond to. They don't respond to me when I send them requests for comment. All right, what's next? So the Trump campaign filed a strongly worded letter and then another strongly worded letter and, seeking remedy. All of these, we're running out of time, so I'm going to move a little bit more quickly because I definitely want to play this one video about in-person access. But the Libertarian Party of Colorado sued. There is a hearing tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. I will be there. I think, Karen, you'll be there. I think Clay Parikh might be testifying there. This is a big deal. We're going to get into, the people are going to, versus the state, are going to get into what are the real impacts of this. And they've asked for injunctive relief. So we'll see where that goes. That's happening tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. At the courthouse. I'll pull that by the end of the show and put up where that is exactly. If you can donate to the Libertarian Party's lawsuit, lpco.org, This is the entirety of the regime that is coming to the aid of making everybody believe that there's nothing here. This is totally fine. They cannot make those assurances, in my opinion. And the fact that they got caught in the middle of a cover up, and then we heard Jenna, right, say this isn't a security breach. And now we have state reps coming out. You guys will love this. Saying, this is a Representative Meg Frolick, the security breach at SOS was serious, but outside experts have confirmed that the systems in place, namely the in-person requirements, held. So they're saying, hey, you know what? The biggest thing is that there has to be physical access to the machines, and we know that that didn't happen. Now, right. My question is, how do you know that? How do you know that that didn't happen when you had an active election period with people from all different domains, right? Vendors, election workers, volunteers, voters, election workers within the counties, election workers from the state. You're making a assumption that there can't possibly be any nefarious intent happening in 63 of 64 counties during a critical election where there are many constitutional amendments on the ballot. You can't make that assumption, and you would not make that assumption in any other domain, but we're told because it's, so close to the election that we just have to assume that there are no bad guys.
Hold on.
What? Yes. I said what I said. All right. So here's why this is important. Now, this is a little bit of a longer video, but I want you to understand. I want everybody here to understand. Hang on, I got to pull this back. The impact of if the line that held is in-person access, then you would think they reviewed the 24/7 security footage in all 64 counties, both during the primary and all precincts with this equipment, right? Not necessarily all of the precincts everywhere in the counties, but precincts, voting locations with impacted equipment. You would think that they had reviewed the 24/7 cameras. You'd think that they would have interviewed all of the people on the ground there. We're talking about over 600 devices. There has not been time to conduct that sort of forensic investigation for them to say to us, well, there definitely wasn't in-person access. I call bullshit on that assertion. I think it's hopium, and I don't think that they can make it, right? Because doing that kind of investigation would require human interview. It would require reviewing hours of footage from two active election periods, as well as logic and accuracy testing and all of those things. Here is what happens. This is one part of the impact of if somebody with admin access does access the equipment, what they're capable of doing.
Oh, hold on.
Well, let me make sure that we're understanding this properly. You were told that, so you're working on an ICC, right? And
oh, and just so everybody knows, this is Dallas Schroeder, former clerk of Elbert County. He's now a commissioner in Elbert County. And when he asked questions about the election, she tried to Tina Petered him, but he did things Dallas didn't have the same set of circumstances that Tina had. And what Tina did when she did it in terms of the imaging
right
of
now,
machines
image cast
was
cast
not a crime. Yes. So this is Dallas talking about the testing within Elbert County,
which is like a big, you know, tabulator that you usually have a couple of them at your centralized location where you're running mail-in ballots through pretty quickly. Then you would take the, you know, thumb drive or whatever the media, you know,
they're connected. It's connected to okay. a server.
Okay. So you would have to go over to the server, process the election on the EMS server, and that's how you would end up getting the results.
That's where
of
we
what
get
you
the results.
Okay. Now, so keep going.
So that was our process. And so when we finished running those test ballots through, Rhonda, the elections manager, she was headed toward where the station is for our server. And our Dominion rep says, "Where are you going?" And it's like, "Well, we got to go over here to verify what the count was." And he goes, "Well, we can just do that right here in front of the ICC. And Rhonda and I kind of looked at each other like, okay, that's news to us. Show us how that works. And so he proceeded to show us that when you have the administrator key, another level of security, the administrator password, you can go in there and you can hit stop tabulation. It's a button that shows up for stop tabulation. When that happens, there's another little button that shows up that says show results. And so you can hit the show results button. And sure enough, it shows the results of what you just have run through there.
The candidate results, not the number of ballots
not
or
the
whatever,
number of ballots,
actual election results.
Actual number counts, whether it's an issue oriented or whether it's candidate oriented. From there, Rhonda goes, "Well, can you print that out?" And he said, "Sure." Hit the button and it prints it out. So we have this report. Okay, so then the next.
Yeah, that's on, not. Yeah, hold on.
Real quick. I'm going to stop you.
It gets worse.
It gets worse?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let it fly.
So you have to have administrative access in order to do this, correct?
Yes.
Now, one of the things that we've learned throughout the last 3 years of investigating this is just about everybody has administrative access. Maricopa County hadn't changed the password since 2019, I believe. They all have administrative access.
Where was it that the password came up in open records requests?
Georgia.
Maricopa? Georgia.
Encryption keys were in there.
Yeah, so you have to have the key and the password to make it. Elbert County changes it. I don't know what other places.
So the thing that you have was on the website.
Right.
So he has the county password that he can change, right, to the software. And at the county level, they can change it. And they do, because that's proper password hygiene. But the other thing that you needed, live on the website, unencrypted for the whole world.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but it gets worse.
But their practice is. So anyway, we were kind of blown away to have that report. And so, Rhonda.
What? Hang on a second, because you said they hit stop tabulation.
Yes.
Is that a pause or does that end the election?
Yeah, so it'd be like when you're leaving for the evening, you know, it's just kind of putting everything to bed, to sleep. It's not stopping the count. You run the batches through and it sends the batch to the server. And it's just kind of putting that to sleep at that point. So Rhonda then asked, "Well, how does this show on the log and the log files?" And he said, "I don't know. I've never looked." Well, let's look just for fun. So he goes in there and hits the button. And sure enough, it shows up there. Ballot one scan, ballot two scan, ballot three scan, goes through everything that had taken place on that work order. And then it comes to where it logs stop tabulation. And then it just goes right back to start tabulation because we had run more ballots after that. And it's like, so where is the part of the file where it says that we did show results? And where's the part of file where it says we printed a report? Wasn't there.
That's in the code.
Wasn't there.
That is how the code is designed. That's not an accident.
And I've asked several IT professionals about that, and they agree it could not just be an oversight to have everything and to have that then be omitted. And that in itself isn't as concerning to me. I mean, it's crazy to think.
Oh, that's insanely concerning.
But
on top of that, Brian, we now know that we have the wireless devices embedded in these. Someone from the outside has the opportunity, if they can access those wireless devices, to see that report. And there's no log file that shows it was ever generated.
And
so that's concerning.
You also don't know what your user experience on this is on the outside of the machine, hitting the button show results, hitting the button print. In the back end, somebody that's remote, that's going in remotely to the back end, they might not even have to hit the stop tabulation button. They might be able to just pull the results real time and have it not show up on the log file at all. And people will say, well, there's no evidence that that ever happened. Yeah, you've never looked at any of this.
Well, here's the thing that's extremely, extremely dangerous about this. Dallas, when in Colorado, when do you guys start scanning mail-in ballots that come in?
Pretty much immediately. The days 10 days out, 14 days out, something like that is where it's permissible. After we had learned this information.
I want to make sure that is understood. So in Colorado, the ballots come in, the election period opens, they're actually scanning ballots and tabulating results before election day. And so now we have all these deputies that they just deputized under emergency rules going out and accessing elections equipment to fix the breach. But again, you have to believe that all of these people, the people that just got caught in the middle of a cover up,
the
people that just got caught in the middle of a cover up, removing a file, quietly putting it back up and not telling anybody, including the clerks.
They're all virtuous and lovely people.
Yep. Yeah. Not telling anybody, including the clerks who actually have custody of this equipment. They get caught in the middle of that, but it's fine. Now they're designating emergency rules for themselves and going out and touching all of the equipment in the middle of an active election period. The most pivotal election of our lifetime, we're told.
So that's the lunatics basically running the asylum. You know what I'm saying? It's the criminals running the prison.
It is.
Yeah. BC Power.
So, yeah, I know.
This segment is brought to you by... Hold on. Here we go.
So we're almost out of time. I just want to...
BC Power.
Oh, shoot. You just reminded me. We haven't done our ad. So I'm
going to... sure do. We got to do the ad.
And thank you for that. We'll be right back to tell you it gets worse. So.
Do you really trust her to run this country for the next 4 years? How have the last 4 years gone under him? Well, your tax dollars are being funneled overseas and to support illegal immigration, they've left our people behind, offering just $750 in aid as if that's enough. With political insanity that we're living through, supply chain shortages, natural disasters, and the looming threat of another pandemic, you need to prepare your family now. The Wellness Company offers 5 critical medical kits packed with life-saving medications like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and more. Each kit is backed by Dr. Peter McCullough. Ordering is simple. Just a few clicks and it's delivered to your door. Head to twc.health/CDM. And use code CDM to save up to $60 off plus free shipping. That's twc.health/CDM. And use code CDM to save up to $60 off plus free shipping right now.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio, because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
And we're back.
Yeah, give it up for Todd, everybody.
All right. So with all of that we've covered, right, all the fact checking, their own words, they're, you know, it's not a breach. Oh, it was a serious breach, but it's totally fine. We the in-person requirement held, but we can't explain how we checked 24/7 camera footage or who we interviewed across 63 counties during two election periods, going back months to two election periods. Can't do it. On Friday, the Legislative Audit Committee declined to have a meeting.
This of course. Is
the chair, Representative Lisa Frizzell, who's my representative and terribly disappointing. On Friday, I held an email vote of committee members to ask about convening a special legislative audit committee meeting.
What the hell is an email vote?
They voted by email, and they voted without telling the people that they were voting. They just held a secret vote and decided that they didn't need to have a meeting. Yeah. So that happened on Friday. So the Legislative Audit Committee is going to be having a meeting on December 9th, and they are going to try and do something about the election on December 9th.
Safest, most secure.
Yeah. And then the last thing, because we are out of time, the last thing that I just want to remind everybody of, really super important stuff.
4 months, huh?
Hmm?
They said the passwords were up for 4 months.
4 months. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will, at least.
At least. Meant,
up
yeah.
since June. So we got you here, everybody, just so everybody can see it. This is back in June 17th, 2021. My office just issued rules prohibiting sham election audits in the state of Colorado. We will not risk the state's election security nor perpetuate the big lie. Fraud audits have no place in Colorado. This is important because she declared back in 2021 and then solidified it with legislation through a captured legislature that only the secretary's office can audit themselves. Right. That's the situation that we're in. With this BIOS passwords thing, we're being gaslit that everything's fine. There's a hearing tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Everybody should be there. And final words, guys.
Go ahead, Karen.
I missed it. I'm trying to look for that address. What'd you do? BC Powders again? We doing BC? Yeah.
This is insane. We break the rules. Oh, yeah, we put that poor Gold Star mother in prison, who's never so much as had a parking ticket, in prison for exactly, well, actually, we did a lot worse, but we're going to investigate ourselves. Oh, by the way, Jared Polis has announced that there's going to be federal air and ground support and logistical support for the Colorado Secretary of State's office. So taxpayer money on a federal level.
Yeah.
Air and ground support? Why in the world would you need that? This, oh my God. Excellent. There's Excellent not question. Enough goody powders in this pack. Colorado is a capital state.
We are Get you some goody powder so you can deal with the mockumism.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We need help.
Thanks,
we are run by Joseph Stalin's ghost. These people break the rules and make their own rules and break them and then make up more rules to cover their own ass.
Make the rules for the mechanism and live your life like that. Thank you.
All right, that's your final words. That's what you get. Because we are over time. Here for everybody who wants to attend tomorrow, 1:30 p.m., Libertarian Party versus Griswold. 1437 Bannock Street in Denver. I will be there. I hope to see you there. I'm going to play our final sponsor on our way out, and we will see you guys either hopefully tomorrow, but we'll see you next week.
Real quick. We investigated ourselves and found ourselves our innocence. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That is treated with the level of seriousness that it deserves, because it's ridiculous. And there needs to be a special counsel. The people who breached should not be the ones hands on keyboard fixing the breach. And we're being gaslit and told that this is fine. They can't make that statement. Ask questions, everybody.
Hey, and if they don't want to answer your questions, what you should say is,
now go home and smoke some more crack.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, got to do what you got to do sometimes. All right, everybody, we're out of here. We will see you next week.
At Tulip Blooms, we believe in more than just skincare. We believe in freedom. We believe in natural products made by Americans for Americans, using nature's finest ingredients to help you feel your best. Each Tulip Blooms product is carefully crafted with pure organic ingredients. No chemicals, no compromises, just clean, natural skincare you can trust. We know what matters to you: freedom, family, and a healthy way of life. That's why every purchase at tulipblooms.shop supports American jobs and a brand that values your freedom. Join the movement. Support a company that believes what you believe in. Visit tulipblooms.shop today. Tulip Blooms, natural skin care for patriots. Promo code ASH for 10% off.